sixth parsha begins with the pasuk of Rei Anochi Nosein with Nechem Hayoin, Brocha Uklola. The Baruch Shem says, you should witness, you should see that I am giving in front of you today a Brocha Uklola. Right away, the question is asked by many on the fact that there's a conflict in the very first pasuk, in pasuk Chavov, pasuk of Zion, between the Lashon Yachid and the Lashon Rabbah. The pasuk starts off with the word Re'eh, which is the Lashon Yachid. And then it goes to a Lashon Rabbim of Anochi Nosein with Nechem Hayoin, goes back to the Lashon plural. But this is many, many asked, there's many, many different answers given why he uses a Lashon Yochid and then switches to a Lashon Rabbim. Additionally, when the Pasuk says, Es ha-brocho asher tishmu ha-mitzvos ha-shem alokechem, asher anochi mitzave eschem ayoin. Really what it should say, what it should really say is Es ha-brocho asher tishmu im tishmu ha-mitzvos ha-shem alokechem. That's what it should say. Not as a brocha asher tishmu. The brocha is not that you listen. The brocha will be if you listen. So that really should be the way the Torah should word it. And many, many ask this question, and there's many different answers given. We're going to be omed on another difficult pasuk. Pasuk in Perek Yud-Bei says, Shemor v'shamata, es kol ha-dvorim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavecho. You should watch and hear all these things that Hashem is commanding you. And then it goes on to say as follows, v'man yitav loch ulvanecho acharecho adoilom, ki sase ha-toim v'ayosho b'enei Hashem alokecho. Here the Torah separates between what's toiv and what's called Yosha. So Rashi comes and he tries to give a somewhat of an explanation where there's a distinction between Toiv and Yosha. Rashi reads as follows, HaToiv b'enei Hashemayim. When you do something which is Toiv, we're talking about in Hashem's eyes. VaYosha b'enei Ha'odom. And the Yosha means that's what he says. Now, the Maharal Miprag, in his Sefer Gur Aliyeh, he brings a different explanation. He says that the word Toiv is the ultimate Toiv. Right? He says the Lashon Toiv is something which is inherent and intrinsically good. Right? But Yosho, right, the word Yosho is on something which people see. A person has maris ayin. The maris ayin, a person could see what's in front of them. And he says that is what the word yosher stands for. I want to try to give you another explanation, different than the Maral, to tie this in. Lastly, we have a pasuk in this week's parashah, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey, which gives us from the most complicated mitzvah. And the pasuk reads as follows, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you should go after Hashem, Ve'osei Tiro, and you should fear him, Ve'es Mitzvosev Tishmoihu. Okay, Ve'osei Savdu U'boisu Bokun. The word of Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu was a very difficult directive. You should go after Hashem. The Gemara comes in Mesechta Seita Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, And the Gemara says, what does this mean? Says the Gemara, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. Says the Gemara, B'chi Efshar Lo La'odom La'alech Achar Hashchino. Can a person go after the Shechina? Shechina is Eish Ochel Asu. Says the Gemara, Elo, what should one do? La'alech Achar Midosav Shlakodish Boruch. One should go after the ways of Hashem, after the characteristics of Hashem. And that is this mitzvah of Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. The problem that I have in understanding this chazal is, of course, we understand the question of the Gemara is clear. How can one go after the Shechina? Umusag. The whole concept of the Shechina is not something that we can touch and feel, and therefore it's not possible for us to be able to go after the Shechina. It's not possible. The Gemara's question. When the Gemara switches it over to character, that's also a teller. How can the Gemara say that you should go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's also impossible for a person to come. Also impossible. Similarly, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, on that Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, a member of Abishol. Abishol comes and he says, V'anzeu, have a doin meloi. You should make yourself similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu chanun v'rachum, afato heye chanun v'rachum. Just like Hashem is chanun v'rachum, is kind and merciful, so to a person. And that's the lesson of Anveyu Ani Vahu, right? So Rashi explains, Eser Atzmi Komoisoi L'davik B'Derochov. I'm going to make myself like him, to be similar to him. The question is, how is that possible? Isn't that just as complicated as the Gemara asked to begin with? The Gemara said, how could you go after Hashem? And again, when the Gemara gives the answer to go after the character of Hashem, that's also a teller. How could one do such a thing? How could one reach such a level? So I'm going to share with you a rayon, a thought, a concept of what I think is behind this. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Have a rotzu mitzvah ubereach min avera." Person should, when it comes to a mitzvah, you should run to do it, and when it comes to avera, you should run away from it. And the Mishnah goes on to encourage us to follow the dictate of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, "You know why? Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah v'schar avera avera." Because the schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. And the schar of an aveir is a mitzvah. So basically what the Tanna is telling us, that if you do one mitzvah, you'll end up doing another mitzvah. So just look at it as it's going to keep on going. And if you do an aveir, don't worry, you'll get an, if you'll do one aveir, you'll end up doing a second aveir. The obvious question on the Mishnah is, you're obviously talking to an individual that the fact that something is a mitzvah or an aveda is not enough to guide him. Because then you don't have to tell him shemitzvah gerer or smitzvah. If the man has the inherent nature to go after a mitzvah, so that's it. He's a rotz for mitzvah. So we're talking to somebody who doesn't have within their character at this point a developed feeling to run after a mitzvah. So you're trying to give him a motive. You're trying to motivate him to do it. So what are you telling him? Have a rotful mitzvah? You know why you should run to a mitzvah, even though you're not excited about a mitzvah? Because one mitzvah will lead you to do another mitzvah. What does that do? Why would that encourage me? I'm already not encouraged to do a mitzvah. How does this motive, what does this motive do? Now, when we started this parsha, we started with the word for A. See, when in fact there are many other ways to describe what Moshe is telling us. It could be Shemoya, it could be Stamanamira, and the common derech and all over the Torah is Shemoya Tishmo Mitzvah Hashem. But for some reason here the Torah unveils this new type of description of how we should look at the Torah with some kind of visual connection. You should see. Look, what's the directive here? Now, when the Torah talks about the mitzvah and the obligation to destroy Avodah Zarah, the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, you should destroy the Avodah Zarah of the Goyim, you should bow them as Matzei Vaisan, and you should destroy their idols, right? And then Matzeiros, Loisasun came Hashem Lekech. Don't do that to Hashem. So the Sifri asks, Chisal al Taitcho, Yisrael does the Torah have to tell us don't do that to Hashem? Obviously you're not going to do it to Hashem. Ella, Shaloitasu kemaaseh v'yigilu avriseichem v'migdosh avriseichem sheichorim. The way the Sifri sees this is that the Torah is giving you a separate mitzvah that one should make sure not to do something which the end will cause that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. Almost a separate mitzvah. The concept, I believe, is simple. The truth is that most people, the Miyuchad Am Yisrael, who have an inherent nature to do what's right, inherently they want to do what's right. But however, there's this whole Shabisa, there's the Yetzer Hara, there's certain human inclinations that take us away. Every Jew, even when he strays away, he views it as a temporary thing. Person doesn't give stalker to this particular person that came to them. They don't look at it like they're giving up on stalker. Right now, I'm not in the mood. Right now, it's a bad time. A person misses the davening. He's not giving up on the concept of prayer. He's machshir tzilut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In no way would a Jew want to give up that midah of tefillah. But for now, for the moment, a person compromises a business ethic and they do something or don't do something that they feel they should do in business. They don't feel they're giving up the whole midah of emes, the whole midah of being erlich. But right now, it's a temporary move. That is what Parshas Re'eh is coming to teach us. Re'eh, when you do a mitzvah, don't just look at it as this is a mitzvah. The mitzvah has a ripple effect. The mitzvah will create a nature. The mitzvah will create a desire for you to perfect yourself onward and to keep on marching forward. And Chas V'Shalom, the other way around, the Aveda, is also a destructive force. It's not just a destructive act, but it's rather a destructive force. And that is what the words Re'eh are coming to teach us. Re'eh, don't just think about this as a mitzvah and aveira. Gaze, look ahead, look at the future. See what the mitzvah is going to do to you personally, to your life. And that's why the Torah talks to Lashon Yochid. Because the destruction of every mitzvah, of lacking to keep that mitzvah, destruction of going after Aveda, has an individualized impact on the person himself. It's not just a kilkul to the am. It's not just a chsaron and a schus. It destroys you as an individual. So even though Moshe is talking to all Klal Yisrael, Asher Anoichi Noisin Usnechem, that's why it goes back to plural. But the Re'eh, the gaze of the Jew, of looking at the acts that he does as something that's individualized and destructive to him as an individual, that has to be an individual gaze. And that's the Re'eh. That's what the Torah is coming to tell us. I believe that this explains the Baruch Asher Tishmon. The blessing itself is the fact that you do a mitzvah. Because that mitzvah itself ushers in a new you, a rejuvenated person, a renewed person, an invigorated person. Lehepach the Avera has the opposite effect. So es ha-brocha, the brocha itself is asher tishmu. And that's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is saying. When you're hesitant about the mitzvah, it's because you're isolating this act and looking at it as an individualized act. And you're ready to forego on this individual act. But little do you know that this one act is going to create a generic desire to do another mitzvah and another one. If you would look at it as an investment in who you are, each mitzvah, then the person would be lost for mitzvah. And that's what the Mishnah means by Perech and Avera. Person looks at Avera, okay, this is one Avera I'm doing. It's an extreme situation, it's difficult, whatever the cheshbon is. It's one Avera. Comes the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, no. Perech and Avera, run for your life. Why? Because Avera gecheres Avera. Because it's going to create that inherent nature. And that is the Torah v'Yosho. The Torah is telling you like this. Toiv, as explained by Rashi, Toiv as explained by the Maral, Toiv is the essence of good. And Yosher is just an appearance. Says the Pasuk, Kisase Yosher, when you will do just the Yosher, you're going to do what's right, but it's even just going to be external. But the end will be that Yosher will turn into Toiv. It's Kisasa Yosher V'atoiv Be'ini Hashem Olekecha. Because that Yosher, that act which is only externally good, that's all it is, only external. Kisasa Yosher, that's all. It doesn't matter. It will turn into Toiv. It will create that nature. And that's why the Torah goes and puts in the Toiv before the beginning. It says Shemo v'Shamata, which is that concept. First, watch, and then you'll be zeichet to hear and understand, because it will end up that the Toiv will come from the Yosher Beinei Hashem Olekecha. I would like to say, perhaps, that with this we can also understand the mitzvah Rachei Hashem Olekecha Tevecha. The Torah is telling you, you should develop the character of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do such a thing? And the answer is that God Himself, the Rebbeinu Shlomo B'Chvei Liv Atzmei, does it for you. All you have to be is Mizdabik B'Midoisa. You have to do the naked act, that act of kindness, the act of good. And the end will be that He will transform you. Ma'ahuchanu nafatochanu. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Tevechu. Is as much a brocha as it is a dictate. As Rashi says, by you doing things which are representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will transform you to ultimately inherit those characteristics and they will become part of you. Shkei Chaboy Sayan Agud Mishabes.